It's Saturday, March 4th, 2006, and this is an addendum to the Pirates Week. I am Ragnar Dangel, and I'm sitting here in the Best Western in Coltsville, Pennsylvania, attending the 2006 19th Annual SWL Fest. Kind of a, let me first apologize for my voice. I have come down with a bit of a sinus migraine and sniffles, so I really apologize for the voice quality on this little addendum, but I wanted to get something out live from Coltsville. Came down Thursday right in the middle of a major ice storm, about 10 hours driving in, driving sleet and rain and ice. Actually had to stop, pull over, and beat the ice off of the car antenna because it was becoming so heavy with ice that it was starting to bend. That's how bad the ice storm was. But when I did get here, it was nice to finally roll in after 10 hours on the road to have my reservation lost. About a 15-20 minute panic while they said that I had no reservation and they had no rooms for me. But got that straightened out and actually ended up getting a bit of an upgrade to a suite on the second floor, which was really nice. I got a nice big room for the same price. So after all that was taken care of, I have to say overall it's been a pretty good time, other than the fact that the air conditioning is definitely messing with my sinuses, and I have not been able to do all of the socializing I was hoping to do with the... But I got some medicine in me and doing the Sudafed thing, trying to clear it up. Actually, this is the second take of this show. The first one was just so bad with the sniffles that I'm sure you would not want to even listen to it. I sure know I didn't. So, no show this week, but I do have a very good supply of audio I'll be using over the next couple weeks. I do have a whole bunch of good audio I'm going to make available for download later in the week or so, and some I'll be using on the show. Overall, it's a pretty good time. I was able to find Captain Ganja within about 10 minutes of walking down to the fest Friday morning. He promptly showed me the higher points of the fest, and that really got us in the mood for the second talk of the fest. We missed the first one, titled Will Radio Clubs Survive, but the second one was good. That was the best talk so far of the fest. It was The Year in Pirate and Clandestine Radio. That was led by Chris LaBelle, a real good guy to meet in person. After the discussion of various pirate types, you know, AM, FM, shortwave, and a bit of a short recorded piece from Florida FM, he was able to turn the mic over to Alan Wiener of WBCQ, where Alan reminisced on his own pirate days and the state of WBCQ in general. I have some very good audio of this, and we'll be posting it later in the week. I also attended the Scum Show, led by Skip Airy. Topics on scanning and the immediacy and local appeal of the hobby in comparison to podcasting. Some really interesting and diverse opinions there. The SWL Gizmos Forum was led by John Wagner of Universal Radio. He went through several neat little radio gadgets, most notably the collapsible antenna called the Miracle Duck and some preselectors and window antennas that were really cool. The Radio Theater was next. I kind of wandered in and out of this one as some old radio-related movie shorts were screened. After dinner Friday, I was in a real quandary. Skip was giving a talk on the current state of the radio hobby, but Alan Wiener was beginning his WBCQ show, Alan Wiener Worldwide, live from his room, 412, upstairs. I wandered down to hear Skip give his informal discussion for about 15 minutes or so, but was then bailed to go watch Alan. And this was really a treat. This was one of the highlights of the trip. 20 or so people crammed into a little hotel room as Alan did his show live via a phone patch up to his Monticello, Maine studio. I was crammed over in the corner of the bed, right alongside Alan as he passed the mic around, questioning his impromptu studio audience on their thoughts of pirate radio and free radio in general. Really interesting. Stuck around there for a couple hours, but then my sinus migraine really started kicking into high gear, so I grabbed a beer and went back to the room to catch a real treat. I believe what was happening next door was a taping of Poncho, but not really sure. Sounded like they were having a lot of fun. I was sitting there listening to a bunch of the pirate radios that were broadcasting just in the hotel here. WBZO on 91.5 was airing some really good old material from Poncho and Ganja and JB and some other stations. Real treat to hear with a S9 plus signal. I think the transmitter is probably within about 50 feet or so. So I had a real good solid FM signal on WBZO. But now it's Saturday afternoon. Finally got some Sudafed in me, so I feel a little bit better. We just had lunch and another nice talk. Gonna hang out. Things are starting to wind down here a little bit. We got the banquet later tonight, and I think right now the silent auction is taking place, and I want to get back downstairs right away after I record this bit and try to get it out to you. So I will be back next week with a full show and be posting a lot of pics and some audio for download to the website. So until next time, I'm Ragnar Danjold, and always, hey, you know, thank you for listening.
Special treat tonight. We have a very frequent BCQ caller, somewhat a legend in his time in shortwave radio. This man can name AM stations all over the Northeast and probably further than that. We know that he hobbies in a number of things, which include shortwave listening, but he also builds items. He designs schematics and has capabilities to design and build small transmitters for his home use. And he's also, as I said, an avid shortwave listener. So, Jay, I guess you came down from the Catskill area of New York. Whereabouts is that?
San Francisco, New York.
So how was your trip down?
It was pretty good. I took Amtrak and they hurried down. They were very quick.
So what did you take? Amtrak down to Penn Station, I would guess, and zip back down to Philly. And how'd you get out from Philly?
That was Southeastern Pennsylvania Train Admirers, SEPTA. And I took Metro North Light Rail to get up to Grand Central from Mount Kisco. Amtrak's like a full-size train, and the other stuff is light rail, and then SEPTA runs regional rail down here.
Okay, so how was your trip, anyway?
It was an excellent trip.
Did you have any difficulty with your bags, or everything went smooth, huh?
Well, it's hard to drive a long trip. I have a 66 VW bus, a white one, and a red 69 bus. The only car running is a silver gray 85 old Talus Green. It's a V6 that runs real quiet. If I drive all the way from New York to Pennsylvania, I fall asleep at the wheel. So and then I stay up late at the convention, so I didn't want to chance it because tomorrow I'll be too tired to drive.
Well, that's good. That's a good idea. That way, you let Amtrak do the driving. It's a good thing.
Yeah, the weather's bad. Greyhound. I used Greyhound 3 years ago when it snowed. Because Amtrak speeds even when the weather's bad.
Oh, so you felt like you wanted to go Greyhound just to ensure your safety? You felt more safe on Greyhound during the snowstorm?
Yes. They're both pretty safe. The thing that's not safe is flying, especially with all the counterfeit parts they have in today's airplane.
Well, this is true. This is true. I'm not
crazy about terrorists. I mean, it's overdone. The real danger is the counterfeit parts that are not as strong as the certified parts that belong in the airplane.
Oh, that's an interesting perspective. Yeah, sure. Sure, so subcontractors are substituting substandard parts? Is that what you're saying?
It's been on the ABC and NBC. I don't know, but they know, and I believe them.
Well, I certainly believe them, too. I noticed in your hand, Jay, you've got a silver box with a couple tubes. Can you tell us what you have?
It's a radio frequency amplifier that uses a cascoded, that's grounded cathode, driving a grounded grid around a 12AU7. The second tube is a cathode follower. I meant the first stage is grounded cathode, driving a grounded grid. It's just a cascode. Then the second stage is the 12AU7 in parallel, the two sections, and that's my cathode follower, and that goes to your radio to cover 540 to 1600 kilocycles, and I think 4 to 12 megacycles, so I'm going to add 1.5 to 4.5 megacycles, and not sure about 10 to 30. That's kind of hard to do, but I should be able to make stuff that works up to 30 megacycles.
So you're planning an amplifier, a line-in level amplifier for what, crystal operation?
No, it's to pick up AM or single sideband, you name it. It's to go with a Sony ICM-2010. It's an RF app.
WBCO, Alberta, all the time. We're on the Bozo Watch. Where is he? When will he get here? Will he take SEPTA? Who will give him a ride? Whose room will he stay in? Who will he mooch money off of for dinner? Who will he be seen with? What size will the brown stains in his pants be? WBCO, Bozo, at Copsville.
Amplifier, two of them. The front end of the Sony 2010 is wide open. It'll cross-modulate if you've got a strong local station, like you've got someone on 1310 in your backyard. You'll hear them everywhere, no matter where you tune.
Oh, I see. So it's somewhat of a preamp, in.
WBCO, Bozo will be arriving soon, we hope. And who will he want to give him a hand job? We'll be lining up, taking names and room numbers at the front desk as soon as he arrives. He's looking for a date for the weekend at Cupsville Winterfest. Bozo, live in person, with his Volkswagen t-shirt and his brown poop stain. See him, tootie tootie tootie. And he wants to give you a hand job at the Winterfest. Because touching is okay.
So like a low noise preamplifier from your antenna to your radio.
Yes. So if you want to hear WABC on 770 at night, you tune the 770. No, 1310 drops power at night, so they're not a problem in the daytime. If you want to hear 770 WABC out of New York City, 1310 WVIP will be heard in the background. So it's not their fault, just to 2010 overload.
So, again, this is from your location in Mount Kensico, New York. Is that true?
Yes.
Although this would sharpen up any front end.
Yes. Like, if you went to the 6925, which is off where pirates hang out, they're like 10 watts or something, so they can be heard right in a low-noise neighborhood. But I don't 2010, I'm not sure we'll do it unless you have a preamp. Preamp really helps with the pirates.
Very good.
But the big boys, the international broadcasters, don't need any help. They're so strong that even a Radio Shack radio is not as good as a Sony would work. But if you want to hear the weaker stuff, it's only 2010. If you want to hear the 10-watt pirates, it really helps them build a preamp.
Ah, okay. About how much does it cost in parts to build a preamp?
About $100. Jay Snoke's done them. I'm also on 7415 on Friday nights, about 10 of 9 p.m. 2 p.m. Eastern Time.
Uh-huh.
You can get some through WBCQ.
Very good. So we were just curious here, wondering about your endeavors here. So how have you been in the last year?
All right.
Very good.
Well, I didn't quite finish it. I was trying to get it done in time for the convention. But maybe if I come next year, I'll demonstrate the receiving equipment. I don't know if I'll transmit it. I'd love to build a small transmitter, like a 120-meter band. But then I'd try to drive down and bring a small transmitter. I don't know if I will, because I don't have much time for building a transmitter. I might build a little transmitter.
You're very busy.
Yes.
So what do you do on a regular
basis? I'm trying to clean up my dad's old house to get a roommate, because most people just don't understand when they see stuff like I don't have a IC-735 in my house, but I've got plenty of other junk. And here's an Astron 20M. good pod. I don't know if it's linear or digital type, but I like to build my own power supplies. And when I build it, it's dual voltage, 120 or 240, 50-60 cycles, and they do not cause AM radio interference. The Astron, I don't know if it interferes with AM radio or not. I don't know.
I can come out.
You've got quite a setup here. Pretty neat.
Well, thank you for coming down. I appreciate it. Anything else you want to add?
What brand is the IC, that Icon or something?
I'm not sure. I think we have a knock at the door.
There you go.
They could be a Maharishi. Let me see if we can find a Maharishi. Hello.
I'm trying to explain how to leave it.
Oh.